Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 7, verse 1 to 17. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 17. And it is entitled, The Sign of Emmanuel. It's a very long passage, and I won't read that to you. My theme for reflection is the depth of God's faithfulness and the hope of his presence. The depth of God's faithfulness and the hope of his presence. Isaiah 7 opens with a scene of fear and trembling. King Ahaz of Judah and his people face the looming threat of war as two neighboring kingdoms, Israel and Syria, prepare to invade. The circumstances are dire. In their desperation to form alliances against the superpower of Assyria, Israel and Syria have turned on Judah to replace Ahaz with a puppet king. Scripture paints the emotional landscape vividly. Ahaz and the people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. In this time of fear and uncertainty, God sends the prophet Isaiah with a message that cuts through the chaos. Do not fear. It is in this moment of profound tension that we encounter the promise of Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. While we often see this verse on Christmas cards or hear it in hymns, the story surrounding it is far from the warm glow of holiday lights. It unfolds in a context of rebellion, fear, and God's confrontation with human sinfulness. King Ahaz, far from being a godly leader, is idolatrous and faithless. He has rejected God's call to trust him, even when offered an extraordinary opportunity to request a sign. Ahaz's response, cloaked in false piety, reveals his disdain for God. Yet even in the face of rejection, God's faithfulness shines through. This promise of Emmanuel, God with us, is not just a declaration of presence. It is an announcement of God's unwavering commitment to his people. Despite their sin and rejection, God will not abandon them. This is not merely about Ahaz or his immediate crisis. Isaiah's words transcend the moment, offering hope to the house of David and ultimately to all humanity. The mention of a virgin giving birth sparks both wonder and controversy. Does the Hebrew word Alma mean young woman, or does it specifically mean virgin? For centuries, scholars have debated this, but the surrounding context, the Septuagint's Greek translation using the precise word parthenos or virgin, and the New Testament's affirmation make it overwhelmingly clear. This is no ordinary birth. It points forward to the miraculous birth of Jesus, the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy. The depth of this prophecy becomes even more profound when we consider its connection to the entire biblical narrative. From Genesis 3:15, where God promises that the offspring of a woman will crush the serpent's head, to the covenant with David in 2 Samuel 7, which foretells an everlasting king, Scripture has been building toward this moment. The birth of Jesus is not an isolated event. It is the culmination of thousands of years of God's promises. Isaiah's prophecy of Emmanuel encapsulates the entire message of the Bible: God's relentless faithfulness to an unfaithful people. Even as he confronts Judah's rebellion, he promises redemption. This promise finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Matthew's gospel directly connects the birth of Jesus to Isaiah's words, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," Matthew 1:23. At Advent, this promise takes on fresh meaning. Advent is a season of waiting, a time to reflect on God's faithfulness through the ages and to anticipate his ultimate fulfillment in Christ. The birth of Jesus is the answer to humanity's deepest longing, to know that God has not abandoned us, and that he is with us, and that his love is steadfast. But this promise is not just a comforting sentiment, it is also a call. Isaiah's words remind us that God's presence demands a response. When God promises to be with us, he invites us into a relationship of trust, faith, and surrender. Ahaz's rejection of God's offer shows us what happens when we choose fear over faith. But the story of Jesus shows us the opposite. God's love is so great that he steps into our brokenness, taking on flesh to be with us, to save us, and to restore us to himself. The significance of Christmas lies not just in the miracle of the virgin birth, but in the depth of God's love it reveals. As the hymn says, "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." This Advent, let us not merely admire the beauty of the Christmas story from a distance. Let us step into it, recognizing that Emmanuel, God with us, is not just a promise for the house of David, but a reality for us today. No matter how far we have strayed, no matter how unworthy we feel, God's love calls us back. My dear friends, take a moment to reflect. Where do you need to embrace the reality of God with us? What areas of your life are filled with fear or resistance, like Ahaz's refusal to trust? God's invitation is clear. He is with us not because we deserve it, but because his love is steadfast. In Jesus Christ, we find not only God's presence, but also his salvation. Born of a virgin, sinless and holy, he is uniquely qualified to take our place, to bear the weight of our sin, and to reconcile us to God. His birth, life, death, and resurrection are the ultimate testament to God's unflinching faithfulness. As we prepare for Christmas, let the story of Emmanuel remind us that God's faithfulness spans generations and his promises never fail. May this Advent season renew our hope and inspire us to live as people who reflect the love and presence of God to a world in need. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you need to trust God's promise of Emmanuel, his presence with us? Number two, how can the message of God's faithfulness in Isaiah 7 deepen your understanding of the hope we celebrate at Christmas? Faithful God, we thank you for the promise and fulfillment of Emmanuel, your unshakable presence with us. In this season of Advent, help us to trust you more deeply, even in the face of fear and uncertainty. Thank you for the gift of your Son, born of a virgin, to save us from our sins and to draw us unto your love. Restore in us the wonder of your faithfulness and renew our hope as we are with the fullness of your kingdom. May our lives reflect the light of Christ and proclaim the good news of your salvation to all. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.